Hello, people. Welcome back to Daddy's Awesome Oddcast.
Who are you?
Who are you? I am Wolf.
Okay, and this is Daddy, aka Father Time, aka Pillow Hair Prescott, aka Spencer Part 3. And today we have a special guest.
Or another host, rather.
Whoa, I guess...
another host. This has become a tricast.
Oh my, do we have funding in the account to pay this extra host?
No.
All right, what about our fringe benefits?
My bangs are my fringe benefits, get it? Because they're fringe.
Introduce yourself.
Okay, this is Mommy, a.k.a. Jesse Drew, a.k.a. Mother of Wolf, a.k.a. Wife of Deja Lu, also known as Father Time, as he just said. And I'm happy to be here. Also, I'm the host, I'm one of the two hosts of a horror movie podcast called Movies to be Murdered By. So that's me. Hello. I'm so happy to be on Daddy's Awesome Oddcast.
Hola, amigos.
Hola, amigos and amigas. So what we gonna chat about today, guys?
Movies and TV shows.
Movies and TV shows. That sounds right up my alley. So, Wolfie, what's your favorite?
What are your favorite TV shows?
Yeah, do you have a favorite TV show, kid?
No, we just, so how I do it is I like to just put a bunch of ones that I like, not exactly like our favorite ones. And I also do my least favorite.
Oh, okay. So what are some of the TV shows then? You like it more buffet style. What are some of the TV shows that you like?
Animal Pals, which is basically like weird animals that are good friends.
Is it weird animals or is it like weird animal pairings?
Weird animal pairings, and some of them are like animals and humans.
Oh, okay. So some of them are, all right, animals and human connections. Oh,
no. So what are some examples? Like, what's one of the episodes they did?
We don't do one segment per episode.
Okay, so what are some of the animal best friends that you learned about?
A horse and a blind person.
Whoa. Okay. And I think I saw one where there was a nice man and a goose that was his best friend, and we would fly around as the man would drive on his scooter.
Is that your favorite one?
I think that's my favorite one. And then there was the man who was best friends with the slug. Remember that?
No.
And the slug would respond to him, and he learned how to speak English and would talk to him.
No, I'm not sure.
Daddy, that's funny. I like the one with the cat and the hare.
Oh, yeah, that was, like, one of the first episodes we saw.
Wait, so a cat was friends with its hair?
Yes.
A hare.
A hare rabbit.
Oh, so it was a German rabbit, hare rabbit.
Very funny. Oh. Very funny, Daddy.
Okay.
That was a really sweet pairing. And then there was one with guinea pigs and a doggy who cared for guinea pigs. It was really cute.
What about the man who went surfing with his pig?
Oh, yeah, that's right. The surfing pig in Hawaii.
And the surfing goat.
Oh, that's right. There was also a surfing goat, but a different man.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Or was it?
It was.
Illuminati.
Yeah, I thought that one was interesting because the man also slept with the pig, but it was like more like a wild boar looking kind of pig.
I didn't think it was boring. I thought it was fun.
Dissed and dismissed.
Speaking of wild boars, I got some wild feet in my face, Wolf. You gotta move those little piggies.
Move those little piggies.
Out of my face. And we have our animal best friend. His name is Spencer the dog, and he's staring at me. Mm-hmm. And now his tail is wagging. And you might have heard him in the beginning of the show because he made a little cameo by vomiting. And that's what I went and got. I had to go clean up the vomit while you guys started the introduction. Just another day at Prescott Palace headquarters.
Well, I'm so glad that you shared that with everybody, Lewis.
Hey, this is the podcast. If you're now on the staff and the payroll, this is what it is. You know, we're an open book.
Oh my goodness. It certainly is an odd cast.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's one show down. What are your other shows that you like, Wolf?
I like Trains.
Rains?
Never mind.
Trains?
Yeah.
That was a quote that he used to say, like, I like trains. Like when the little kid on one of the YouTube things, right? Anyway, what are some of the other shows that you like, kid?
The Floor is Lava, where people do parkour over hot water that's dyed red.
So that's a game show that we started watching on Netflix, right?
Yep.
That was pretty fun. And Mommy, what Wolf and I decided that we're going to do is do this in the living room, too, without you knowing about it. So you might come home one day and find a surprise that the living room's been flooded with red water. And
Really?
We thought you'd enjoy that.
Oh, that's so kind.
I don't want to do that, though, because then the devices will get ruined.
Yeah. That's good. What about my books? You guys can do it as long as you move all my books and records beforehand.
I think they would float.
I think the books would float.
All right, what's another favorite TV show? Wolf. Masterpiece Theater.
I like Sugar Rush Boys, but we don't watch it anymore.
Well, it's not that we don't watch it anymore as a rule. We just haven't watched it in a while because we are watching it all the time.
Yeah, we're trying to watch our sugar intake.
I also like
Washington Week.
I also like Nailed It. We have to watch that.
Nailed It.
What's Nailed It? That's a fun one. That's a really funny one.
It's like with terrible people, and then the best out of the terrible chefs. Like they do desserts, and the best out of the terrible chefs.
Chefs or bakers?
Yeah, the bakers.
Mm-hmm. Chet Baker. Oh, chefs, not Chet. Okay.
So they're not terrible people. They're terrible bakers, right?
Yeah.
They seem to be fine, decent people, but they're terrible bakers. And they have to make terrible desserts, and it's a lot of fun.
They have to make good desserts, but they end up being terrible.
Yeah. Usually they seem to taste good, but they look terrible.
Yeah.
And the funniest one I saw was when they had to recreate a Donald Trump's face.
Oh, yeah, then the zombie one, and then the guy wanted the nose off of the zombie one, and then it was, like, officially zombie.
Yeah.
I like the one that they had to recreate what looked like Jaws, like, coming out of the water. Do you guys remember that one?
Oh, yeah,
the disabled shark.
And it looked terrible. It looked so bad. It was so funny.
Oh, Spencer's saying hello again. I guess he's doing all of his bodily functions in the background. Now he's sneezing. If you listen ever so closely, you can hear the gentle, soothing sneeze of Spencer the dog. All right, is it my turn to say my favorite shows?
Right. Well,
do you have any more?
One more and a half.
Which
okay.
One?
So, I like. I like.
Yes.
Spit it out.
Sneeze it
Sugar
out.
Wuth.
You said Sugar Wuth.
Or actually Lego Masters.
Lego Masters was so good.
Yes, that was a good one.
Good choice, honey bunny.
Bunny.
And what's Lego Masters about?
Lego. Legos.
What are they? Is it a game show? Hashtag. And people, what, building stuff out of Legos? What? Okay. And then how much, do you remember how much the grand prize was?
$100,000.
That's right.
And they get to play Grand Theft Auto whenever they want.
Right. Nice try. Nice try.
No, I just wanted to make a random, like a random thing that no one would expect.
Nice.
All right, and you had a half one that you wanted to mention?
That was a half one.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to go now. So I like Washington Week.
No, I
know that's your favorite too, Wolfie. No. You really enjoy that one and always begged me to watch it with Grandpa. Washington Week is good. It's a good show on PBS that talks about the weekly...
PBS, kids?
The weekly events in political news. And it's not really snotty or loud or obnoxious like so much of the other stuff that's on about politics. And
it really is, actually.
Okay.
It's really snotty.
And I like Unsolved Mysteries, a classic TV show favorite of mine. Has been now updated, and I've just watched that. That's a lot of fun.
Do you like Tales from the Dark Side?
I never got into Tales from the Dark Side. And what else? Oh, Clone Wars.
Yeah, that's a really fun show. I'm actually going to come back and mention Clone Wars.
Clone Wars. That's a Star Wars animated one that was really good.
I also really like Rebels.
Honorable mention Rebels and The Mandalorian. Yeah, Rebels also there. We watched that a while ago.
Yeah, the middle.
Okay, and I'm very excited to start watching with mi esposa The Godfather of Harlem, which is loosely based on my dad's early years.
I want to watch that.
No, sweethearts.
Just kidding. It's loosely based on the gangster called Bumpy Johnson, I think.
No, just kidding. I don't like it.
Sounds like it's got a lot of going on, which should be really good, starring the great Forest Whitaker.
Forest Whitaker.
Jessica Moon.
Yes. My choices for favorite TV shows, I'm going to go kind of quick. Most recent, Harley Quinn on the DC app. It's a really funny cartoon. I think it's really well done.
It's a good one.
It's well, very well written. Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, it's also really, yeah. We should add Bob's Burgers and The Simpsons to our list.
Bob's
yeah.
Burger number one. Mm-hmm. So super funny after all these seasons. Mm-hmm. It started off funny. It didn't even have too much of like a learning curve, so to speak, where they kind of weren't that funny until they got funny, or vice versa. I don't think they've gotten any less funny. So shout out to Bob's Burgers.
Agreed.
Burgers Bob's.
Shout out to the Kids in the Hall, one of the comedy OGs, my five dudes from Canada, and I mean, nobody really watches this like just as a TV show anymore, obviously, because they don't, you know, they don't make any new ones. I mean, they were, but not anymore, I don't think. But shout out to Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Mm.
I liked watching that show. Now I have them on VHS, so I watch them on VHS when
Can
I want
I watch
to,
that?
Or on my phone.
Can I watch that?
Yeah. So, yeah, those are it for right now.
Good. Good choices.
Yeah. Now it's our least favorite shows.
Least favorite shows?
That's a tough one. I guess I'll go first. I guess I don't really care for too many new shows. So I'll just kind of say most of the new shows on TV. I don't really like to watch television shows frequently anyway. Like all the shows I just mentioned, the only one that I follow, currently and make sure I watch it every week is Harley Quinn, which just wrapped up their season two.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no more to watch for me for right now. Hopefully they make another season. But yeah, I don't follow television. If we're gonna get down and dirty and honest and keep it real on this show,
that's
as you
what we
said,
do here. That is what we do here.
Well, then I'm gonna say I just kind of feel like television is mostly a waste of time for me. Not judging on anyone else, but for me, it's mostly a waste of time because if I have time to watch TV, I'd rather be watching a movie. I'd rather invest the time in a movie. So.
Alright,
so
Touché.
Yeah.
Wait, shots fired.
Did you care for Tales from the Dark Side?
No. What shows are some of your least favorite shows, Wolfgang?
Washington Lee.
Okay.
Let's not get nasty here.
let's see.
Well, you don't like Thomas anymore.
No, that sucks.
Yeah, you used to love Thomas, but ads. As you got older, commercials and ads?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, so that's part of the TV experience that you do not like.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like
liked a lot of shows more so recently.
Yeah.
You know? I know The Simpsons came on, and that came on like a storm for you.
Let's go. I'm thinking.
You're thinking? Daddy, you thinking too?
Yeah, I'm thinking. That's a... It's TV shows are funny, because if you don't like them, you just avoid them. So, trying to think that, what's some really awful TV shows? Maybe that my mom used to watch or something.
Oh, yes.
She was a TV connoisseur, so she watched a lot of television.
The Honeymooners. I don't know.
I'm with you. I could never get into that, and it was always on.
My sister always had that on.
Such a drag.
And it was such a. And I just didn't care for it.
Yeah.
You know.
What was it about?
This couple, and the man was like just
a man.
The man of the couple was just annoying. You know, and he was so like he'd get so angry, and he'd jump to conclusions, and then act foolishly. And then he'd always ruin whatever good thing was going to happen. And the wife would always forgive him and take him back. And it was just really obnoxious because he treated people badly. And then everybody was expected to forgive him at the end of the episode. And I was like, she could do better.
I didn't like L.A. Law. My mom would watch L.A. Law. And maybe it was just a fine show, but for... Honeymoon. 9-year-old, it wasn't that great. I didn't like being exposed to it too much.
A Honeymooner sounds like an interesting show, minus the part where people forgive the guy.
I didn't like 30-something either.
31. That looked really boring.
And my mom would have it on
all the time.
30-something. And it seemed like, well, why am I watching this show about these really old people?
Right?
And now it's a 40-something. I look back and... Right. What babes in the woods they all were.
But they all look older than us still.
Yeah, well,
Timothy Busfield back in the day, Peter Horton, wasn't he in it too?
Yes, he was.
You know, I mean, like Peter Horton at like 29 looked like he was 49.
Yeah, but like
not in a bad way, but just in that 80s and like 90s.
But that's
way.
The phenomenon of like a 17-year-old in 1981 looks like a 42-year-old.
But that's what I'm saying.
Today,
like, it's not like they did look older because like even by standards, like by our 40 something standards now, like I'd look at them and be like, they look old. Like,
it's true. It's a very good point.
They look like they're midlife. Well, anyway, guys, let's move along.
Moonlighting, too. It's an honorable mention.
I liked Moonlighting.
Yeah.
I liked Moonlighting. Oh, God. On anything with, what was her name? Like, Vicky
Poopy Butt? Vicky.
From Mama's Family?
Oh, Vicky Lawrence.
Ugh, anything with her.
Though I liked the Carol Burnett show as a kid.
I know, I didn't like it.
I liked the Carol Burnett show.
I did not. And then anything with her was just... I don't know, just really obnoxious for some reason. She's just like chicken soup, like hot chicken soup, like on a, you know, not so cold day with all the windows fogged up, and I can't.
I understand that analogy.
I just kind of can't do it, and I really like want to run away.
Or one of your famous analogies is the AC fan on, but no cool air coming.
Yes,
someone's just using the AC window AC fan mode. With no coolant coming through.
And all the windows closed.
Yeah, and it's... Yeah.
And you're having soup.
And it smells like... Yeah.
And you're having soup.
Like a faint mothball odor, too.
Yes, faint mothball odor. Because Mama's Family... Like, and I didn't, like... Like, that. Even if it wasn't Vicki Lawrence, like... I just didn't see, like, why that show was funny.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, all the tropes it rolled out. But that's just... We can... That's... You know, we don't have to bring that... We don't have to bring down... Daddy's Oddcast with talk of such things.
All right, so let's leave the world of the small screen.
I could also never get into like Loud House.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, well, I haven't watched it recently. I might like it now, but from what I remember, it's not too interesting to me.
Mm. So you were saying, Daddy?
We're going to leave the world of the small screen. And enter the large, big screen.
The silver screen?
The silver screen of cinema.
Movies.
So, Wolfgang, what movies do you like?
I want more movies that I like. Well, I like movies to be murdered by.
Good plug for your mama's podcast.
Very cool.
Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Okay. That came out in February, which seems like years ago at this point. My goodness.
It came out this year?
Yes. I think that was the last time I was in a movie theater. Might have been around seeing that. We saw it on Valentine's Day, the three of us. That may have been the last time I stepped foot in a movie theater. Holy potato. Okay. Well, Sonic. What other movie are these two? The Simpsons movie. Okay. You're on fire, kid.
I also really...
You like The War Room, right? You like that movie? No, that's something else. Okay.
I like all of the Despicable Me movies, including Minions.
Good call.
Oh, yeah.
Those are some good movies, and they're really good animated.
And you've watched some 80s movies recently. You seem to have enjoyed some of them, right? Which ones did you like that we watched recently?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Goonies?
Yeah, Goonies is good.
Some of the Indiana Jones movies?
Yeah, some.
Right?
80s isn't really my style, though.
Yeah.
Okay. There's some good movies, but I don't like them as much as modern day movies.
Okay, that's understandable.
Yeah, because this is your 80s, like, you know. But for real, you know what I mean? Because it's, you know, the 20s, right? So when we were little, it was the 80s. We weren't going to sit there and be like, well, I like movies from the 60s, you know.
Yeah, these are the roaring 20s.
These are the roaring back 20s.
The graphics for the NES are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not awesome right now.
All right, any other movies you want to mention that you like?
I like.
Oh, what about all the Wimpy Kid movies?
I've only watched one.
You've only seen one?
Yeah. Oh. You have to watch the rest soon.
We're such neglectful parents, I didn't even...
They're on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Even though we already have them on.
Oh, let me ask you a question. Since you mentioned... Just because you mentioned Disney Plus and stuff, like, you know... Any Disney movies that you like? Remember, we've seen, we watched Sleeping Beauty.
I like Ice Age. That's on Disney, and we also have that on...
That's right. We have that on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
What about, like, Disney movies? Like, are there any that you like Sleeping Beauty we watched? And I thought we both kind of liked that, but, like, are there any that you can remember that stand out?
Careful, buddy.
Or any other movies on the Disney app, like, what about the Star Wars movies?
Yeah, those are good.
Star Wars, okay.
Those are, like, the only movies from the... Or, actually...
Those are from the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah, those are, like, the only 70s, 80s movies.
What about any of the current superhero movies? You used to be a big fan of Spider-Man Homecoming.
That's not really on that list right now, but...
Ant-Man. Okay, you've moved on.
Well, I remember when that was, like, your favorite movie.
Yeah.
You don't have to, just because you like something a lot for a long time doesn't mean you have to like it forever. I'm just saying, I remember when that was your favorite.
Sunrise,
No. Sunset. I'll say Attack of the Gotcha.
Sunrise, sunset. Sorry.
All right, Daddy.
Well,
let's see, what are some of your favorite movies, Daddy?
Star Wars, definitely.
Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you mentioned Indiana Jones, right?
Sure, of course. I like the Indiana Jones.
Do you like
Crystal Skull?
Nah, that's my least favorite of that.
Indiana Jones versus Star Wars. Which one do you like more?
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars, I agree.
I love superhero movies. You know, I love the Avengers movies.
They're fine.
You know, I love the Dark Knight movies as well. I was a big comic book head growing up. Love to draw too, so
you
I love all the superhero stuff.
Love your Game Boy.
What other movies do I like? What have I seen recently that have really? Oh well, Jesse and I started watching a Jim Jarmusch movie the other night that we're gonna finish because, despite the fact that I really enjoyed it, I passed out, and I have it right here. Night on Earth. That was that's really good. I can't wait to finish that up. That's like a bunch of little short stories in one, that all these things happening in the same night, which I like that format. Wow, I love movies too. Like I'm kind of.
Did you like?
I liked Midsommar a lot. We watched that recently. That's a fun one. That's not one for you to watch, Wolf, but that was a good one.
Wait, did you like the Mario movie?
I don't think I ever saw the Mario movie. I saw the Luigi movie, but not the Mario movie.
I know, yeah, I like Luigi.
Wow, I'm trying to think.
You like Poopy Butt?
I love Poopy Butt. That's, what other movies do I like?
This episode's probably going to end up being 30 minutes because we still have another subjected movie to get to, but who cares?
Alright, so I can take a hint then. I'll pass it on.
No, I don't.
He was just thinking out loud.
Yeah, I was just thinking out loud.
He would have said directly to you, like, hey, hurry up, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it anyway. I can't really think. I love all different types of movies. And
what about the John Grisham movies, like the 90s action movies?
Oh!
Those are great. Yeah, Tom Clancy.
You have to mention them.
Are fun.
You're just trying to rush. You can't rush, sorry, mate. You can't. You just can't rush.
I love good documentary movies, too.
Yeah, those are good.
Like
some
about Nas, Time is Illmatic. That's great. About the making of his seminal first album. Alright, well, why don't you go, Jess, and maybe as you're discussing, I'll get inspired to remember some titles more specifically.
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, I really enjoy Good Burger.
Oh, yeah, that's also really... Yeah. I should add that to my list.
Yeah, the 90s film Kenan and Kel.
Fletch. Sorry to jump in. Mm-hmm. Fletch. And Planes, Trains, and Automobiles in terms of comedies. Those are some of my favorites.
You like the National Lampoon series, too.
I enjoy that. I identify very much so with Clark W. Griswold.
Good choices. I like anything directed by Alison Anders. She's a really good director. She directed Gas Food Lodging, Things Behind the Sun. Could go on and on. I like a lot of different types of movies. I like movies that people say are bad, but I don't think they're bad. Mostly like 80s movies.
Sorry to jump in, but I actually can relate with you with consoles because some people like I really like the Wii U. Some people really don't. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I hear you. Like some people just don't like some movies, and I'm like, well, not, you know. A lot of people don't like this movie, but I do. For instance, Joker. I really liked Joker, as both of you know, because I went to go see it so many darn times at
how
the movie
times,
theaters.
Tell the millions of people who are listening how many times you went to see it.
I believe I went to go see it 8 times.
Wow.
Once with my grandfather, Adel.
Yeah, I took my dad to go see it, which was awesome because he really enjoyed it too.
Mm.
And I was like, well, if me and my dad, you know, rolling up on this movie and sitting for it and honking our horn for it, then I don't really care if anybody else likes it or not. That's their loss. You know, more for me.
I would have pinned your dad as more of a Penguin fan than a Joker fan. But,
you're talking about, like, comic book characters. I enjoyed Harley Quinn. I am, unfortunately, I'm really looking forward to Wonder Woman 1984, and it was supposed to have been out, I believe, in April, obviously.
Why do they gotta be jerks and not release it,
I know, because they want to make money on the theater, and the theaters want to make money, too, and it's a whole thing, I think. Because of the pandemic.
I think I'm gonna be able to watch it, maybe just have to cover my eyes sometime.
Maybe. Because of the pandemic, obviously, we... no one's seen it yet.
The first Wonder Woman, yeah, that was
the first Wonder Woman was really fun.
I think I'm going to watch
that superhero movies more so when they're female fronted. I give, and even though Harley Quinn is not technically a superhero, she's a comic book character. I give Margot Robbie a lot of credit for producing that movie and getting it done. I didn't used to like horror movies at all, so I've swung like on the pendulum to the other side, and I do like horror movies. Not all of them, but I do.
Like, you don't like Nightmare on Elm Street or something like that.
Actually, I do like Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4.
But that's about it.
For that series, yeah.
About Friday the 13th, you should review that.
I watched the first one recently, and I thought it was good. Yeah, so I like so many movies, I'm not gonna, you know, we could be here for another, you know, few hours talking about which movies I love.
Give us more.
The fans are demanding it. I mean, the phone is ringing off the hook.
Oh, yeah, the fans are demanding it. They want more.
I'll try to steer away from horror because, you know, you guys, you know, people can go listen to my podcast.
What about comedy? What comedies do you like?
Well, you know, I was going to mention, actually, I like a good caper. A good heist. I love a good heist movie, and one of my favorite heist movies is Ocean's 8. That movie was so much fun.
Yeah, I like Ocean's 8.
Yeah, I thought that movie was a lot of fun.
Heists are cool.
There are lots of other movies that I like. Hustlers was a lot of fun. Trying to stay current. Let's say Hustlers.
Hustlers! Versus Hustlers!
We liked I, Tonya.
I
really
was
liked
great.
Another shout out to Margot Robbie.
That was a great.
I, Tonya was really good. Louis and I always say that, like, you know, Daddy and I have a movie it's called Something Wild. It's directed by Jonathan Demme. And it was from 1980s movie, 1986, I think. Thank you. And you like Smithereens too, right?
Smithereens.
I like this movie, Smithereens, from 1980, I think, or 1981.
I don't think I saw it. I want to see it. I don't think I saw it with me.
Okay.
I'd like to watch it.
Yeah, it's good. I'm pretty sure you did see it, but maybe not like a long time ago. Well, this one's kind of controversial, but I like the movie Falling Down, directed by Joel Schumacher.
I think I saw that in the theater.
Yeah, it's a very problematic movie, and I recognize that, but I still enjoyed it. I still enjoyed it as a modern day thriller. I don't know, like, it's just, he did a good job. Mm-hmm. I think Joel Schumacher was underrated in his day. And shout out to The Lost Boys, another Schumacher movie that I like, and rest in peace, rest in power, Joel Schumacher.
Did he die?
Yeah, he died recently as a director and directed a lot of movies.
But why did he die?
Was he had cancer. No, he died of cancer. Oh,
cancer. I wish cancer could just go away from this world during the pandemic.
Absolutely. In general, yeah.
Cancer kills so many people.
And animals.
Animals, yeah. Yeah,
some dogs
die,
unfortunately, because of cancer.
Right.
It's like a thing that you can spread or you just get out of nowhere.
No, you get it out of nowhere. You can't catch cancer. It's not contagious.
Well, this isn't the podcast about the diseases we hate the most. Let's keep it on movies, guys.
All right, so I'll say I love David Lynch's movies. They're so super scary, but I love them because I love him. I think he's a wonderful person. And I love Tarantino's movies. I don't care how popular or how many people like them or say they love him.
I hope
I like his
die.
Movies. My favorite movies by him are the Kill Bill movies. Those movies are very important to me. Probably one of my all-time, my last two that I'll mention, that are two of my top, they're in my top 10 movies of all time. Mm-hmm. Valley Girl, I believe it's 1984, or it might be 1982. Valley Girl, and Desperately Seeking Susan. Those are two of my top 10. And that's it for Mommy.
Alright, so now we're going on to the next subject of movies. Least favorite movies.
Oh boy.
I'll go last this time. Can you start first? I know you just went, but
Oh, that's okay. For least favorite movies, boy, guys, I can't. It's such a much more difficult question than your favorite. You know, because if it's something you didn't like, you kind of tend to just, you know, let it go and forget about it. Well, I watched a series of short films recently on Shudder, and I won't say the name because I know that the filmmakers, like, they really did do their best, and I know that, like, it's very sincere, they're trying, but
who cares? Screw that. The name.
You know what? I'll be honest, I can't even remember the names, but I watched a series of short films on Shudder that came out recently, like in June, and so many of them were just really terrible.
Miss Juneteenth, I think you liked, right?
Miss Juneteenth I liked, but and that was like that same weekend, good memory. But that was not a Shudder movie, but yeah, it was that same weekend that I saw that.
What about movies that, like, other people seem to love and you don't get? Like, why do...
Oh my God, Wes Anderson's movies.
Okay,
Don't get it. I love Rushmore. Rushmore is in my top 10 movies. I think that's the only good movie he's ever made. Everything else panders to, it's just, I don't even want to get into it. I don't get it. It's just, and you know what? I don't care to get it. No thanks. Mm. What about Wolf?
I said I'm going last.
Oh, you're going last. I'm sorry. What about Big Wolf, as Wolf. Angie calls you?
I'm trying to think. Like, again, it's, I'm kind of drawn up against, like, the same thing. I was trying to think of TV shows that I don't like.
Movies that your mom would put on and
yeah, good call.
Yeah, she wasn't much of a movie watcher. Like, she would just watch what was ever on, sort of. I'm trying to think more of the question I asked you of movies that other people seem to love and I just don't get. Yeah, and I know I've talked to you about it over the years, and now I can't think of any of the ones. I don't hate Wes Anderson's movies. I don't really need to watch them. When I've seen them, I've enjoyed them, but I don't really need to watch them again, you know? This is tough, guys.
Are there any genres that you don't really care for? Like, do you like westerns? Do you like sci-fi? Do you like space movies? I mean, obviously, Star Wars excluded.
Thank you for bringing that up. If it's not Star Wars, I'm not going to really be interested in a space movie. Okay. Star Trek aside, I enjoy the Star Trek movies when they've come out, or the newer ones, at least. And when I was a kid, I liked the original Star Trek movies. But if it's not one of those two franchises... Honorable mention of Guardians of the Galaxy, but I put that more in the superhero category. It's going to take me a lot to kind of get into a space, science fiction space movie. Yeah, like you, I was never too into horror either, but since you've been watching more lately, I've enjoyed watching some with you too.
And you also watch some with Luann.
I'm having, besides Melissa McCarthy's movies from a few years ago, unfortunately I've been very disappointed by modern comedies in general too. It's like hard to find a current comedy that really is actually legit funny and not just too focused on being gross out, like, almost, you know?
I like gross outs.
I do too. No, I'm not Mr. Highbrow, but, like, it's got to be funny, though. It can't just be gross for the sake of being gross. Yeah.
I don't mind them, but I definitely take over, like, a funny movie over a gross movie that's not funny, but I don't really mind them.
Like, the Hangover series, I think you and I even saw the first one together. Like, the first one was funny, but I don't need to see the others. And,
Do they get, like, terrible?
Same with, like, Superbad, kind of. Like, I remember watching it and thinking, this is funny, but people, like, love it. A little bit to a degree, Napoleon Dynamite. I know you're a fan of that, and I thought it was funny, but I don't need to, like, see it over and over again.
I was never a fan of Superbad. I watched it once, and I was like, I don't get it.
I like a bunch of Judd Apatow's stuff, but I feel like I haven't liked much of his stuff in more recent years. Or yeah. he hasn't done anything recently that's really called out to me that I want to go watch it, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's a shame.
It is a shame, because some of his other movies are hilarious.
You know what? We'll make a mini episode that tells you guys what the name of the people who made those terrible movies. Those tiny, terrible movies. Yeah, you guys all need to...
We all need to work.
We all need to tell you so you can press S to shame.
No, S to shame. You're funny, kid.
Mm. All right, Wolfie, what about you? What are movies that you don't like?
I mean, I really don't like movies that I just don't understand.
Sure. Can you think of a good example?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's not no big deal.
I mean, I'll go into genres. I don't really remember any movies that I don't exactly like, but I definitely can go. I don't really like,
You don't like movies that are sad.
No, not at all.
Yeah. You don't like movies or shows that are sad, I've noticed. I could tell if it's like starting to get sad, then you start tuning out, or you tell me I don't want to watch this anymore. You know?
Okay.
Coco was one that was too sad that you weren't really crazy about. You know.
I definitely don't like stuff like innocent people get like hurt or something like that. Like by me, you think they're the wrong person, but they get the wrong person. So,
oh yeah, okay.
You also don't like ones where animals get hurt.
No, not at all.
Me either. I don't like when animals get hurt in movies. Maybe thank you.
Even if they're just fake.
I mean, it is fake. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but. It's like, I don't need to watch that.
I think we're stumped, guys, for anything else.
Yeah, well, you guys, I think that, you know, we could move on.
Well, as the matriarch of this family, do you have any closing words that you'd like to share with the legions of people who are listening?
I would like all of you to try watching a movie that is a little bit out of your comfort zone. I would like to say that I'm very proud of my son Wolfgang for all of his hard work and craftsmanship on this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, he's the producer of this podcast, full producer. I'd like to say I'm proud of Daddy himself for being the inspiration and the motivation behind this oddcast, and for always encouraging Wolfie's creativity and my own creativity.
You'd say I'm the wind
beneath our wings.
Yeah, the guest at every table.
The wind beneath our chicken wings, which, by the way, your chicken wings from last night were... awesome. Those are my parting words as the matriarch.
Well, Queen Bee, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Hello.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.